For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You feel good about that?
I feel
good about that reference?
Yeah.
I'm just good, man.
You felt good yesterday morning, huh? Everything good? Like, your boy Joe was going through it.
Shout out to him. I'm not gonna lie. So we're watching the game and all that, and I'm watching my brother and my dad, and like Tatum goes down. He's down. Like I'm assuming his hand's gonna fall off or whatever. They're like, he's fine. Like, if you're gonna be hurt, be actually hurt. It pisses me off when he comes back. He's playing like ass all game too, by the way. He comes back, let me hit a couple threes. Like, oh, now you're fine. Shout out Joe Mazzulla for not sending out the trainer.
Joe said, get up! From across the...
Yeah, Tatum was a little annoying yesterday. You're not hurt.
Hold on. We might
that
have to
was
put
a
this
classic
one on.
from Crazy Joe.
Yeah, we might have to put this one on. Oh, Joe. Don't go out there.
Officials will obviously look at that.
Oh.
He told that man, all right.
No. You sure, coach? See, the camera cut away from him, too, because in my head, he absolutely looked like someone who's yelling, get up, you little bitch!
That's what he meant.
That's 100% what he's doing. Look at how angry he is. He's looking at him like, hey, Tatum better be. He's looking at him, boy, if you ain't dead.
Boy, hey, cameramen were going crazy this weekend.
Look at Lisa didn't even move. She's like, ain't nothing wrong with him.
Lisa didn't get the notepad or nothing.
Lisa's like, he's fine.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Tatum was doing the most right there. Like, look at it.
Lisa's like, these Celtics are so damn dramatic.
The cameraman had this moment, Nico's moment on Friday. Mm-hmm. Cut to Nico after AD got hurt.
Yep.
And this was across all genres. Did you see during the Hall of Fame getting all those people sleep?
Oh, shout out Booker T.
Booker T.
Yeah.
Bianca.
Were they sleeping during Hunter's hour-long speech?
Was it Bianca who had the shades on but was asleep? Or was it Jay? I think it was Jay Uso had the shades
Jay,
on.
Yeah, I don't know whose speech it was, but people were tired. And then they had another one where the Undertaker was talking about Michelle McCool.
Jesus, yeah, man. Probably.
And
yeah,
He goes, yeah, regardless of how true this is. He's like, yeah, she didn't come into this business thinking her name would carry your places and think that she had handouts. And the camera pants right to Natty.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Cold world, no blanket.
Come on.
Hold
Come
on.
Come on.
Hold on. I think they got a still shot of Bianca sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Just slumped
Damn,
over.
Damn, man. Head crouched down and everything.
Booker T was the same way.
They said they started this show at 1 a.m. I've not watched the whole. Hold on.
There's... They really started it that late? I thought that's when it ended. Wow.
Oh, yeah, because it started at 10 o'clock our time, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Look, Cody sleep. Yeah, book out. Becky sleep. Oh, this is hilarious. All listening to Triple H.
I know who wasn't there. It was my girl Liv Morgan. You see her at the club?
No.
Liv and a couple other, I don't know who the other wrestlers were, but they were at the club with the belts, and yeah, they were having a good old time. I saw that video all over the place.
Who's this sister right here between Jay and Book that's asleep?
Naomi, it looked like.
Is it?
I can't. It looked like.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at
Brandy and Cody down here in the in the corner sleep. This is tough.
Who's that? Is that Eric Bischoff?
Yeah, that's Eric Bischoff right there. Yeah. Just knocked out.
Oh,
I know what to wake them up, man. It's their chance to win a $500 e-Visa gift card so they could get the hell out of that Hall of Fame ceremony. Head over to ESPN1320.com right now and enter the keyword NET. N-E-T. Enter the keyword NET over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 e-Visa gift card. We will have a keyword for you every day for the next couple of weeks inside this 2 o'clock hour right here. The insiders, they have a keyword for you as well. So multiple opportunities for you to win this $500 gift card.
One other thing I wanted to ask you before we left wrestling and really, you know, got back to basketball and stuff, and because Jesse's here now. So we don't have to play it. I'll just tell you what he was saying.
Okay. Who, Paul or John? Okay.
Cena. So Cena was on Pat McAfee, and he's like, and it was probably a little bit of work, but he's like, I'm taking the belt home. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to have to start a new wrestling. I'm going to blow this whole wrestling thing up. They'll start a new belt. They'll restart or whatever. But I'm sick of, like, the same people that were here when I started, they don't go about things the same way. And I'm sorry for hijacking your show, but this is just how I feel. Like, this is whack. I'm going home. I'm going to be the last unified champion or whatever. Once again, probably at work, but
they're going to create a third world title now.
Well, that's all. Why are we doing this? How's that going to work?
Well, our friend down south pointed out an interesting note that John Cena's title is called the Undisputed Champion.
That's the one they combine Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, right? Except Jay has a title.
Well, he's a heavyweight title. Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
So it's different.
So I think even you said they're either going to create a new one or whatever they do with the other one and make that the one, but nobody's going to have this.
How can you be undisputed if there's another champion?
Well, that's the one they created. Remember that? They created it for Seth.
Yeah, it's like that's not the real time. Yeah, like,
why did you do that? Yeah, really? It was during Roman's, no pun intended. Oh, reign.
You're right. Yeah. Like, that's right. That's right. Okay, I recall. Yep. That's right.
So I'd seen it.
That's right.
All right. I don't know what this means. They really, once again, Kenny Russo got this one right. They really should have told John not to say that he was only going to be around for a year.
Yeah, that was a mistake. You got the dump button ready. I'm dying to hear what Paul Heyman said.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard it either.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure we're going to have to use it. I think he was letting it fly today.
All right, I won't play it then.
I'll hit the dub, but it's fine. We have to get out.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. We'll play it during the commercial break. I'm dying to hear it.
Yeah, I heard he was talking talk. I haven't heard anything from Paul, so I heard he was talking talk, man.
Oh, for goodness sakes. All right, man.
But you feel everything good with the Celtics?
Oh, yeah, series is over.
Yeah, series is over.
Like, Paolo went for almost 40 or whatever. Like, it's not, like... He's going to do his thing all series long. Franz Wagner, he did good in the first half, but kind of disappeared in the second. Nobody else on that team is doing anything against the Celtics.
Bro, what the hell? Like, Derek White, just 30 points? Like, that's what we...
Respect Derek White. Yes, respect Derek White. I've been trying to tell this show about Derek White for 3-4 years now.
It's just 30 points in the playoffs.
Yeah, so Tatum can worry about his wrist and not shoot well like Derek White.
Okay. All right, this is the second time you've gotten that zero.
Yeah.
This is the second time.
Yeah, I'm fair. Like, that was, like, you can't play hurt and then come back, hit a couple of threes. Like, get up, like Joe said. Get up. This is the playoffs. This is real now.
let me ask, we're talking, you said it's over.
Yeah, that's
serious. You look at Boston.
Series is over for sure.
Cleveland.
Cleveland over?
OKC. I think you can answer that with here.
Okay.
Did all three of those teams, any of those three teams, put anyone on notice?
No, none of them.
Not with the comp. Memphis is.
Memphis is no good.
Really? I shouldn't say that, but they're not.
They're
OKC.
Not good.
OKC can't prove anything to me with what they do to Memphis. Or they can't show me anything.
Yeah, it's less about the Thunder and more about who they're playing, I guess.
And that's kind of how I feel about Boston, too. Like, I also think Boston is, like, probably the favorite, right? So them beating up on Orlando is like, I told you, they're going to be.
Okay.
You're not learning anything from the Celtics until they get to the finals.
Said
probably,
something.
If they get there.
So you're not sold on Cleveland yet.
I wouldn't say that, but that game got close.
Until it wasn't.
Until Ty Jerome just went crazy.
Well, LeBron, Kyrie, Ty Jerome. Saw it all over the graphics.
In the graphics, it was cool to see, but it also made me sad because Ty Jerome had the second highest playoff debut from, I think, a bench score. I think that's what it was. You saw who number one was.
A bench score?
Yeah.
No, who?
It was Malik.
All I saw, was it?
And they kept putting that. I saw that graphic like three times. Oh. Malik Monk with 32 points, 20-20.
All I saw was the Cavs graphic.
Yeah. So they kept – it was, once again, real baseball here. It was the highest scoring playoff debut by a bench player.
Okay.
It was Ty Jerome with 30.
Okay.
And they kept putting up Malik Monk. And I was like,
oh. I think the Cavs will get the heat out of there in five.
They will. But that game was a little too close for my liking. Like, I didn't –
It's just heat, I feel like. It's just heat basketball.
Yeah.
No matter who, like, they're always going to be tough.
Navion. They got shook the table a little bit on Friday when Davion hits the big-time three to send Miami to the postseason.
Are those takes fair or foul this weekend that we saw with Davion? Kings made a mistake letting him go and all that?
I think they're fair.
Well, they're completely fair. You can't have your whole goddamn roster talking about we need a point guard, when you've gotten rid of three of them.
And this guy's – he's not been dominant, but he's played well in Miami.
Was he doing that here, though?
He didn't get a chance half the time. I shouldn't say that. He played him, but he had a real quick hook for Davion. And there was a
– Well, who's he?
Mike Brown.
Right. How would he have fared under Doug?
He would have played under.
Yeah, he would have played.
Well, that's what I mean. How would Davion, like.
He probably would have flourished.
How would. We all thought Davion is Mike Brown's guy. Like, before Mike ever coached a game, we were like, man, he is going to get the most out of Davion. Mm-hmm. Nothing could have been further from the truth.
That one was a bit confusing, huh?
Absolutely nothing. Well, it was equally as confusing as Keon Ellis actually doing it and then not getting play the next year.
I don't.
We all said Mike Brown's looking for a specific type of player. What? What's the specific type of player? LeBron James?
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
You ain't going to get that.
That's what it felt like. And I'm starting to wonder. I don't feel like development was Mike Brown's strong suit.
Agree.
He didn't. I don't know if he was good at that or he wasn't interested in it. He wasn't interested in developing anybody. He wanted you ready-made to go out there and execute whatever game plan that he had on both sides of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Davion would work well for Mike. I thought some of the things that he was looking for, I know a lot of team defense stuff is where Davion and Keon lacked, and that's probably why their playing time was so spotty with Mike. But, man, work with those guys. Teach those guys, hang with them a little bit, and try to build them up and take whatever lumps you have to take for a little while. But, yeah, man, I look at Davion and I look at what he's doing in Miami. He wasn't, like, super great in Toronto either, but he got in a system that appreciated. This is the things I always say about Doug, and this was his strong suit. He's going to focus on the things you can do and not what you can't do.
Yep.
And I think Miami does that a lot. And yeah, this one I think is the rare triple threat of blame. Mike didn't play this guy enough and didn't develop him and put him in a situation where he could be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Monty shouldn't have traded him for a bag of peanuts. And if the story is correct,
a Southwest bag for that.
Yeah. If the story is correct, him having to trade him because Vivek was trying to get under the salary cap is a fail on all three of their parts.
Yeah.
I guess, especially knowing what you may be staring at, where you may not have a point guard on the.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Roster, if you do one or two things wrong with De'Aaron Fox and you move this guy Davion at the beginning of the season...
When was Davion traded? Do we remember?
After DeRozan was signed.
So July.
Yeah, July, August, somewhere around there.
So we hadn't got to training camp where De'Aaron's finger was pointing the wrong direction.
No.
Okay.
Even then, you didn't have a point guard no more.
Davion was traded June 27th.
Okay. June 27th.
Wow.
This ESPN article was about it that day.
Yeah, it was before.
That's right. It was around the draft. It was like after the draft.
Okay.
You had Devin Carter, but then you knew Devin Carter wasn't going to play right away.
Yeah, first paragraph. Kings are trading former pick, Davion Mitchell, Sasha, blah, blah, blah. Next sentence. The deal gets the Kings under the luxury tax and opens up a roster spot.
And that's a fail on Vivek's part. That's a fail.
Wow, it's amazing. The further we get away from the Kings season, the worse it gets.
How the hell these guys get to the playoffs that one year?
Goodness gracious. The postseason award finalists have been announced. Spoiler alert, Kings aren't on any of them. We'll talk about that when D'Lo and Casey return. Plus, James Hamm at the top of the 3 o'clock hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I have great news for everyone who missed that keyword at 2 o'clock that you can enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win $500. I have to give it again at 3 o'clock.
Let's go!
So, moving forward, we will give that keyword out at 3 o'clock. Because apparently I have to read every goddamn thing and not just the one thing that I'm supposed to read every day. So we got you. 3 o'clock. If you missed that keyword at 2 o'clock, no worries. We'll run it back at 3 o'clock and then the rest of the week, right at the top of the 3 o'clock hour or right near the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We will give you that keyword that you enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 gift card. Okay. Postseason award finalists have been announced. Nothing really surprising here. SGA. Giannis. Wow, so nice of them to think of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
SGA, Giannis, and Nikola Jokic are the finalists for MVPs. Yo boy, Draymond Green. Your other boy, Evan Mobley. And Dyson Daniels, the three finalists for Defensive Player of the Year. Interesting enough, Dyson Daniels also nominated for Most Improved, along with Cade Cunningham and Zubac.
Cade with a nice debut. Wasn't enough, though.
How do we feel about putting number one picks in Most Improved?
Yeah, that's a good call, Jesse. No, no need to be doing
JJ
that.
Tapia over here.
I'm just saying.
No need to be doing that. You finally realize your potential. That's what that says.
Yeah, you're the number one. You're the number one overall pick in the draft. It's tough. It's not fair. You can still improve. Like if if your first 2 years, you're 16, 17, 18 points, and you jump to 27 or 20, yeah, like you could win the award.
Yeah.
But I get the argument for, you're doing what everyone thought you were going to do.
Yeah. No, I'm with Jesse.
I got you.
Shouldn't even win that award. The secure in the bag that says Ja Morant, number two pick, won it. He shouldn't have won it.
Yeah, I feel the same about that one.
Yeah.
So, like, is it okay? Where's the cutoff? What if Keegan averaged 26 points per game next year? I know that's funny, probably for a lot of reasons.
That's a good point.
If Keegan Murray averages 26 points per game next season, he can have the award. How about that?
Okay, he's the fourth pick. Is there a cutoff?
Maybe. I'm just saying, like, Keegan Murray's not averaging 26, but if he does, give it to him.
Maybe
Jesse taking a sucker's bet. It's never going to happen. Do what you want.
It's 10,000 to one. He's going to take 10,000 to one odds.
Your MVP this year.
If John Cougar Mellencamp ever wins an Oscar,
I'm going to be a rich man.
Your MVP, that's...
You didn't get that one off, Kenny.
No, John Mellencamp. Wait, what?
You're doing great, pal. That's a deep cut. Not everybody got that.
That's
one.
That's on the super fan episode. I didn't see that one.
All right. All right, man. I didn't see this. It's on the regular.
What's your take, Kenny?
I was just going to say, Keegan Murray averaged 26 a night. He'd be on the MVP list.
Murray averages 26 and 9. The Kings are probably going to the playoffs.
And I'll be dead wrong about everything I've ever said about Keegan.
Well, is Keegan Murray getting 26 and 9 on the tanking Kings?
Oh, well, somebody's got to score. Good point.
You said something, by the way, last night about the draft and the Atlanta Hawks trade. The coin flips were done today. James just tweeted, I was just looking at this from NBA Communications a moment ago. The Sacramento Kings won the coin flip with the Atlanta Hawks in going to the lottery with the 13th best odds of moving into the top four. If they stay at 13 or drop to 14 in the lottery, the pick goes to the Hawks to complete the original Kevin Huerter trade. Mm-hmm. And for those who are confused by that, if I'm not mistaken, the only place you can go is the top four.
Yeah,
you can't go from 13th to sixth. You can only go from
if their name doesn't show up on that 13th envelope,
they're in the top four. But you said something last night, you just want the trade to be over with.
I kind of do. Like, I wish
I understand completely. Now, if you're in the top four, though,
it's a little different.
Maybe in the top four, I reserve the right to change my mind.
Fine, you can have the pick next year if I can get Cooper Flagg. Fine.
I'll figure that one out. If it doesn't convey and you're in the top four, I'll be super happy.
Like, basically, super, super happy. What happened in Atlanta last year, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened. So can you imagine the Kings win the lottery? Like, not to go into the top four, but win the lottery. And rumblings of someone other than Cooper Flagg.
Don't even say
Ace
that.
Bailey.
Some big man
Dylan
out of
Harper.
No, I imagine, yeah. Front office likes Cooper Flagg, but Vivek really likes Dylan Harper.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man, that's tough. I need them to rig that lottery.
If there was ever a year for the pick go with next year or whatever, it's this year.
What was the thing that happened in the K draft? Remember, it came up like twice with the Kings with the number one pick, and it was one lottery ball off, else they would have had the number one pick.
Yeah, right. I remember that. God. And that's something that's not revealed till like days later in like people's columns. I remember Jill sent me that. She was like, we were one lottery ball away from the number one pick. And you look at all of the different combinations come out, and you see the Kings one. It's like, oh, my God. I have to be honest with you. I still have no clue how the lottery works.
Oh, I have no clue.
No idea. There have been people who have done podcasts on this, who have done in-depth columns. Jason Jones, we'll ask Jason Jones tomorrow. He's been in the room where the combinations are done.
And I think he's tried to explain it to me, and it. All right.
Well, it's like when
I'll ask you again in a couple months.
It's like when an NFL agent tried to explain the salary cap. There was just a certain point. Well, all I heard was like Charlie Brown noises.
So the argument of what I talked about last night is, because it was also put into the premise of the job that Scott Perry has to do.
Right.
And I said, I believe there is an argument to his job might be a little easier if he has a full gamut of first round picks to work with, where that only happens if the pick to Atlanta conveys in this draft. If it didn't convey, I think you still got a bunch of restrictions on which first round picks you can trade, what years you can do it or whatever. There's still a lot going on. Now, once again, I trade that to be top four. Like, okay, that would work. Because look, you can, in theory, I guess you could. You could trade this pick if you wanted to. Say they got top four.
If you wanted to,
you could trade the pick, even though you don't have control over the ones after. You could draft for somebody. That's
right.
How you get
around it. Yeah, yeah.
So, and there's ways to work around it, but I just want the dark cloud.
Oh, my God. Those things are all over Sacramento.
The dark cloud of those this pick conveying, I want that to go away, because I think you can really maneuver if you're this front office if you don't have that hamstring.
Monty has been fired. Mike has been fired. And Kevin has been traded again, all before this trade with Atlanta to acquire Kevin Huerter in the first place has been completed.
Sick trade, Monty.
This didn't even happen for Vladdy's pick swap.
Oh, that went on for like 7 years. Oh, that was so bad.
And who was that? Was the pick swap De'Aaron, and it could have been Tatum? Is that how that went? I think it was.
Yeah.
Because the next year they had a good one was when they passed on Luka, and that was their own luck.
Right.
I think they
I think it was a different one, because I think the Celtics used that pick swap with their own pick to trade with Philly, I think.
To get Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't know if like
the ping pong balls came out to them having a three. But I feel like the swap was automatic.
I think you're right. I think KC's right.
And they went to five. And nobody even made a big deal about it, because it was just, it conveys, like it swaps right now. And people didn't really trip, because you still have the top five pick.
Like you switched to.
Because how did Boston get there, though?
No, they traded back. They traded back. And they had the first pick. They had the first pick.
Boston had the first pick.
They traded back, and what was Danny's line? We were going to draft the same person no matter what. Like,
yeah, they were always taking Tatum.
That's what he said. If we were drafting one, we were taking the same guys if we were drafting three.
Casey Tucker says, Kings got the third pick, the number three pick, and had to pick swap to five because the Sixers got the best. It was with the Sixers. That's right.
Okay, yeah, that's the mix-up then. Yeah, yeah.
The one with the Celtics is a different one. That's when the one with the Celtics is when Dave Yeager's final year. And it ended up being a worse pick than the Celtics thought.
I think the Celtics used that pick on Romeo Langford, and a couple years later used that Romeo Langford to get Derek White. So shout out to you guys.
All right. There goes Derek White again. Jeez.
I remember the Marvin Bagley lottery so well. The joy. Because I remember, I think it was Chicago.
Yeah.
I remember waiting to see, like,
pick, right?
if Chicago's name, no, I think that was a different draft. But if Chicago's name pops up, we're in the top four. And I'll never forget, man. The first call. I can't believe you guys are getting Luka. I can't believe it either. And then the next day, I kid at Duke.
The whole thing for me too was it was Porter Jr. Or Luka. Like, that's who I was deciphering.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I heard about Marvin. I was like, well, that's not like Marvin's
game. For those that weren't outside, like, he was the number one pick in the draft until, like, he was unquestioned.
So he couldn't walk downstairs.
And when they tried to have him walk on the stage, it was like, oh, you guys thought you were doing something. This was bad.
Yeah.
He looked like a aging wrestler on the indie circuit. Like, it was awful. Awful.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to be the guy. Yeah. And then, obviously, major question. I'll still never understand how DeAndre Ayton become the one. Never understood.
And that was, like, locked in.
I felt...
It was a really good college year at Arizona, I guess. Yeah,
but he got... Didn't Arizona get eliminated the first day of the tournament?
Yeah.
So it's not like he even had a great tournament.
It was like, nah.
He got locked down that game.
They were just gone.
His game's built for the NBA. It's built for the NBA.
Man. That was tough.
Arizona. Not the owner, GM. I don't know. Was Sarver an Arizona grad? And that's why everybody was just like locked in on like.
That makes all the sense in the world, but I don't know if he was.
Somebody went to, maybe I could be wrong. But I thought there was ties with that, and that's why everybody's like, oh, yeah, no, they're getting Ayton. It's like, all right. Okay.
Robert Sarver. Oh, he's born in Tucson, Arizona?
Oh, maybe he's a big Arizona
fan. Enough for me.
University of Arizona.
That's crazy.
Damn, so the Suns could have had Luka Doncic if Robert Sarver went to, like, New Mexico State or something.
If he went to Arizona State, they probably
would. Oh, he would have hated him if he just went to the one school over.
Wow.
Luka Doncic and Devin Booker.
That is why he was locked in on Ayton.
That feels under discussed, like you said.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it was always like, for me, it was like, oh, they got to the finals at least, like, whatever with Aiden. But now it's like, no, you drafted Aiden because you guys took the same economics class 20 years apart.
Mr. Warren was your professor.
Yeah, like, oh, we still have the same teacher.
I'm not going to lie. That's got to be worse than anything Vivek's ever done.
Yeah.
That feels pretty bad.
At least Vivek let Vladi make that decision, allegedly. He let Pete get rid of Mike Malone.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't actually acquire this guy because he went to the same school as you.
Hey, Dirk in the chat, want to unretire Vladi for that one? Maybe bring him back? We get it.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. They need to make one of those secret base videos that you were talking about, Casey, the deep dives.
Facts.
Sarver bought the Suns for $401 million.
Mm.
Sold it for $4
billion. Oh, goodness.
That was his punishment.
That was his punishment, right.
He's living good right now.
Man.
Can't go to basketball games, though.
Probably worth it to him.
Do you think it is? Because he made $4 million. Imagine being. But, like, we talked about a number of different times, though. These guys are already rich. They want to be able to say they have this toy.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out.
$4 billion different.
Though. Well, yeah, like Robert Sarver. Well, so, like, Robert Sarver got to be a bad person and got $4 billion richer because of that.
Yeah, $4 billion different.
I'm trying to figure out what Sarver's money is from. His father was a prominent Tucson businessman, banker, and hotel developer. That sale probably changed his economic status forever. I mean, if he was a billionaire, he was probably barely a billionaire.
Right.
Now he's a billionaire four times over.
Is it Mark Davis type?
Yeah, probably. Sounds yeah, better. Probably. Daddy's money. God, man. Jeez. You bitches was really talking about nepotism with Bronny. With Bronny.
Meanwhile, your favorite owners.
Meanwhile, all these owners are spending dad's money. Man.
LeBron got his kid to be the 55th pick in the draft.
Bro.
Robert Sarver's dad got him a basketball team.
Goodness gracious.
The Celtics guy who sold, wasn't that family too?
Yeah, he got in trouble.
And they had to sell outside. He couldn't keep it in the family, basically.
Well, the Celtics.
Wait, who?
The Wick Ruesbeck or whatever his name is, his dad is like the owner of the Celtics, but I think he's selling because he ran up that luxury tax bill too much.
Well, and also the word is he doesn't want to deal with how they put it. He's not trying to keep it in the family. So they, and he didn't say this verbatim, but like, so they can mess it up when he's gone.
Oh, I didn't see
sell
that.
Now. Not saying they would mess it up, but I'm about to give you $6 billion now as opposed to this NBA team. Because the guy who's
works
in charge
me, Dad.
Of it, the guy who's in charge of it, I think they say he doesn't really want to sell. His dad is making him sell.
Yeah, his dad is the one who's making him sell.
That is funny. That's hilarious. Wick.
Because Wick has been running the team. He's been like the face of, I guess, ownership.
Wick went to Princeton, Stanford. Like,
wow.
He's not an idiot, is he?
No.
I mean, and he's got the...
Boston.
He's got the Sincoro with Jeannie and Michael Jordan.
Mm.
The tequila.
Mm. So he locked in. They also say he's positioning himself. We'll see how long it lasts, but he positioned himself to still be a part of this new regime.
Mm.
Like, he's like, the law firm or whoever it is, they're like, yeah, you know, we don't know much about that, so we're going to still let Wick run a lot of this stuff.
I think they bought the team, too. Like Brad Stevens has to be here as well for this.
Mm. His dad's name is Irv. Harold Irving Gruesbeck.
And they didn't get the building either.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't get the building.
Huh.
That's a crazy purchase. Not
very creative LLC they created to purchase that. Boston Basketball Partners LLC.
Oh, well.
Let's create Sacramento Basketball Partners.
Let's get it now.
Yeah.
Let's
get the Twitter handle, too. So
someone 25 years from now is going to want that. And that's going to mix things up.
Every business person would just create an LLC to do it. Like, like creating a business is like the ultimate shield for anything going wrong. Just create an LLC. They tell you to do it. Just create an LLC as if it, like, by the way, it's not free. It's not like you just go fill out paperwork and it's free. It costs like roughly $1,000 to create an LLC.
Yeah.
Now, granted, for this type of bit, like, no one cares. You're talking about multi. Yeah, you're talking about, you know, $100 million, you know, acquisitions and $1 billion sales and all of that. It's just the amount of, like, people who have LLCs. We need a D'Lo and Casey LLC. Yeah, we have a company name called D'Lo and Casey Media that operates the website. But that's just me.
We turn something so we can get these YouTube dollars in.
Yeah. It's based the LLC in Philadelphia. Maybe it'll happen. Swear to God, if I could figure out how to do it, I'd do it. The company come to me and say, you've been stealing money from the YouTube channel. Bitch, that's our money. YouTube channel didn't even exist. It was our email.
You don't even know who that money's going to, too. So we can't even steal it.
No clue.
It was just on the floor and we picked it up.
No clue. Just super chat money just right there waiting for you.
Go ahead.
We were talking about the draft and how granted, I don't think we would, but if the Kings moved into the top four, it is a tradable pick that you have with, you know, drafting for another team and so on, though I think if you got into the top four, that's probably not something you're doing.
Yeah, you stay there.
Who is the Sacramento Kings? Who has the most trade value for the Sacramento Kings?
Hmm. I think it comes down to three people.
Three, really? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not as out as, on this person as you guys are. I think it comes down to DeMar, Keegan, and Domas.
Keegan.
Is Domas the wild card?
Yeah, because like Domas, like, I think we've all come to the realization he's not a top, he's not a franchise guy at all or anything like that, but he is coming off of like all NBA seasons and all that. Like he has, like he's got accolades. And I think that still means something to other teams.
Okay.
Like Domas isn't useless. He's not like, yeah, he's not useless.
No, not
like
at all. Not at all.
I don't think his contract is as bad like how they talk about Zach LaVine when he was in Chicago. Like, I don't think it's that bad.
But why?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's this. How is it not the same?
Yeah. I feel like if you trade for Domas, like, he's not the guy, but like, hey, like, we get Domas. It's like maybe the missing piece that maybe connects it. The last guy we need or something. Like, not like the last guy on the bench, whatever.
The fourth guy.
Yeah, the fourth guy or even the third guy, maybe.
$40 million, by the way.
It's going to end up at 50.
It's going to be 50 at the end, but.
All right. Well, Jesse,
cap's going up. Cap's going up.
Cap's going up.
Big Bucks Tappy over here.
Cap's going up.
What's $50
million? I had the other two. I didn't put Domas on mine, but I was.
So DeMar's one.
Like ranking wise or just one of them?
Or one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One of them.
One of them, yes. And I don't know if DeMar is ahead of Keegan.
And so Keegan was your other one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So
I was wondering if anyone would say Malik.
I thought about Malik.
But now, honestly, I'm Malik staying here if it's me.
I agree.
I'm with you.
Malik is someone.
But wait a minute. You're Mr. Everyone's on the table. Get everybody out of here.
Malik is the. I'm not saying the other guys are, but I'm just talking about Malik only. Malik, I know, plays for Sacramento. Oh. Name on the front. I could.
Well, like I'm not going to build around him, but that.
I know I like that could help with culture and getting locker rooms together and stuff.
Yeah. I
don't think you're getting too much from Malik Monk either.
That's the other thing about it. I wonder if you could get. What do you guys think? Do you think you could get more in a Keegan Murray trade than a DeMar DeRozan trade?
Yes.
What are you getting for Keegan Murray?
Well, I feel like, and we could talk to James about this at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Do you sign Keegan first?
I think you do. I mean, because
like, yeah, because you do like, have that
deal doesn't work for you if you're only trading him off his rookie salary, no?
Well, financially, it's probably
like you're not going to get the most.
But that might also be what makes him more appealing.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, true.
They can decide what they want. Yeah.
How many first round picks do you think you're getting for Keegan Murray?
A swap.
I don't know if you're getting one.
Yes, I think a swap at best.
This is not 2 years ago.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah. Like this is not 2 years ago.
I don't know. Are we selling him a little short though, Keegan? Saying like no to a first round pick for him. It's a
like no point like I don't know that he's getting one.
Maybe if you're trading for Keegan Murray with the intention of giving him a contract extension, I think you're willing to give up a first round pick for that.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
And I'm not saying like the trade didn't actually happen, and I'm not saying Keegan is better than this guy. But wasn't the report Brooklyn was looking for two first rounders for Cam Johnson?
Correct. Yeah.
I think if that's the case and they really think they could get that, or maybe they were just messing around, you could get one for Keegan.
Is it fair to say if you're not trading Keegan this offseason, though, you're just not going to do it like he's here?
Yeah, probably.
Because I don't think like
you probably would have signed him.
Well, yeah, because I think you're signing him, but also I don't know how much he's going to build his value and stuff like that going forward.
I don't think he's peaked as a player.
He hit 15 points per game last season. You think he could be better than that?
I think he can be. We'll talk about it. We'll come back. James at the top of the hour. Plus, we've got that keyword that you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 eVisa gift card. That's all coming up here. Stephen with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN1320. I'm absolutely going to obsess over this now. I got to figure out how to get our YouTube money. All this money David Jackson has sent to us, I got to figure out how to get it. And that person who donated $50.
Shout out to them. $50.
Skid TC in here. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yo, what's up with my two brothers, man?
TC, what up, big dog? Hey, man, my bad. I meant to hit you back later yesterday, man, but I appreciate the happy Easter love, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Man, it's all good, man. I try to shoot that out to D-Lo, too. I don't know if you got it, man. You know me. I be spreading my love to my two brothers, man.
My dog, straight up.
I ain't get it, so don't come lying to me now. You just, it's fine. You send messages. It's all good, TC.
I send it out to the team. Damn, you want to beat me up, bro. I think it was some eggs, man.
Okay. All right, TC.
Hey, no, but look, hey, bro. So, hey, now I'm fired up about Perry, though, right? So, hey, what y'all think about this? About the Magic, right? So, or excuse me, let me back up a little bit. Did you think Perry should be moving like this, right, with these three players? DeRozan, Zach, and Domas. I'm calling every team, right? When you sit down and talk to the teams, you break them down, but you say, hey, it's the pick of the litter. Which one you run, bro, and give me your package. I was looking at the Magic last night, and I said, you know what? They might need Domas. What y'all think about, like, a Cole Anthony, a Jet Howard, and maybe, like, a first for Domas, bro? You think that's enough? I think it's more than enough.
Cole Anthony, Jet Howard.
First of all, we don't talk like that on this show, TC.
Keep your package to yourself, pal. We can talk trades if you want, but
TC just trying to talk basketball, man. He called D-Lo and KC and don't know what to do.
First of all, I just wanted to know if you want to trade me your player, so that's it.
First of all, Oh, TC, stay out of the chat, boy, because they
that was crazy.
You yeah, like I hear you, TC. That's not how this works, though. Because then the word gets out that Scott Perry is desperate. Mm-hmm. That's not how this works. Like, you have an idea. Like, you formulate an idea. What helps my basketball team? And I'm just, Cam Johnson. Great. Cam Johnson helps. How can we go acquire him?
Right.
Then you start a series of conversations with Sean Marks and the Brain Trust in Brooklyn or whatever player that, Trey Young in Atlanta. Okay, you start talking with Atlanta. What's this look like? How does this work out? We have to formulate what the trade looks like on our end first. What does this look like financially? What do we know we have to execute? Okay, when push comes to shove, where's our breaking point? Then you start these conversations. You know there's a starting point when you're going after a player that makes $40 or $50 million. Mm-hmm. You know there's a starting point when you're going after a player who makes $20 million. You know there's a starting point that you're going at with a player who might be on an expiring contract. Like there's breaking points for different, for all of those things being different. What's the breaking point for a player who has 3 years left on the deal? What's the breaking point for a player who has 1 year left on their deal?
Yeah.
You don't just call someone and go, hey, take whatever you want. Let's get this deal done.
Yeah.
It's not going to work like that.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, TC. It doesn't work like that.
You gotta work a little bit more discreet. You got to work like Nico, I guess.
Well,
don't ever work like Nico. Hey, Kings, don't let us get Nico'd out here.
Yeah, don't get Nico'd.
I really Nico'd it.
Yeah. Really Nico'd. And then they put that in every walk of life. Like, oh, man, I forgot to get the bread at the grocery store. I Nico'd that situation. Yeah,
it'd be a really funny show bit or something on a TV show.
It just gets
you come
beyond
back in,
basketball.
Jasmine's yelling at you. Hey, Nico, did you remember to take the trash out? Just like Nico's just like a whole new four-letter word now. Just a whole new one.
Oh, you shut up, you Nico.
Oh, hey, okay, now. Not everyone can use that one. Some of y'all will be flirting with danger if you use that one. Don't use that one. Don't do that.
Just say you Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison, excuse me. You Harrison.
Go ahead, people around here saying, all right, I'm not going to say Nico. I'm going to say Nika. Put the soft A on it.
Yeah, you can't do it that way. You know, one thing I did think about last night and into this morning was...
It's a lot of thinking you were doing.
Well, two different occasions. I was like, I wonder how this will work. Would the Rockets benefit from a DeMar DeRozan? A guy that when things stall out...
Sure.
Get him the ball... Like, you get DeMar DeRozan, it feels like you be able to combat those 34-point first halves.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work
guy who can
with,
create baskets get to the foul line?
Does that work with Jalen Green, though? I guess if you're trying to hope that Jalen Green still becomes
Jalen
a superstar,
Green
you draft him to be.
7 points yesterday.
Yeah, don't
the Warriors look like a tough matchup, but.
I don't know if it works. You might have to involve him. I don't know if the Rockets would want to involve him. And even if the Rockets did, I don't know if I want Jalen Green and Zach LaVine on the same team.
What about Fred?
I'd take Fred Van Fleet.
Need an organizer.
Need an organizer.
Not trying to be funny. That's what they called him. Yeah,
pretty
much.
Does DeMar fit that timeline? Like, if you're the Rockets, you want to trade for a 36-year-old right
well,
now?
Well, it might depend on – it could depend on how this year goes. Right, Kate, you've been saying their thing all year was.
Well, yeah, I think
we want to see how this goes with this group.
Yeah. I think you do need to move after this season, but I'm not sure a 36-year-old or however old DeMar DeRozan is that for them.
Well, you could determine how close you are, though. Like, if you lose in the conference finals, do you feel like someone like DeRozan could get you over the top? You can maintain the. Go old school here. You can maintain your core here. We even maintain your core. Like, you move on from Fred VanVleet, maybe, you know, you can go acquire someone else to kind of fill that role. No knock to him at all. If you lose to the Warriors, though, the conversations about Giannis, Trey, KD, any potential star. I don't know that any of those stars that are really out there besides Kevin Durant. But if you're Houston with the assets that you have, the roster that you have, if you lose in the first round, that's the conversation you need to have.
Right.
It needs to be about them big boys, because you're not a DeMar DeRozan away. You're either several players the likes of DeMar DeRozan away, or you're one major acquisition away from then having to, because even if you acquire KD or Giannis or any of those big players, then you have to assess where you are again.
Right.
And now you're another year into this.
And here's the thing with that, though. And I'm not saying this is, oh, yeah, go get the DeMar trade regardless. But if you're Houston, you could move on from – you could acquire DeMar DeRozan and still have your war chest of, like, really valuable assets. Like, I think the Kings – you guys tell me if I'm wrong. The Kings would probably take back, hell, Van Fleet and Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Might get the deal done. At that point, you haven't given up Jalen Green, Reed Shepard, Tara Eason, Jabari Smith, any of the Phoenix picks that you have. You can go, like, just for argument's sake, you could go get you Giannis and DeRozan this
right.
offseason.
Yeah, no, for real, right.
Getting DeRozan, it doesn't feel like would cost you a whole lot.
Yeah. We'll see how Scott Perry navigates that.
Scott Perry's like, speak for yourself.
If Scott Perry could bring in Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks for DeMar DeRozan.
Give me a pick. You know, give me one of them Phoenix picks.
I don't think they'd do that, though. They wouldn't do
no
both.
Pick. Okay.
Both of the players. Gotcha. Like, maybe you could get a pick in a...
Would you take Dylan Brooks back for DeRozan? Or Brooks in a pick?
I'd rather have Fred VanVleet.
I would, too.
I think the Rockets and Pirates give you... Brooks, I think.
I mean, Brooks.
I don't Brooks, think so. I feel like Brooks is perfect for them.
He's. I don't want to say he's getting redundant, but with a man there, you don't really need Brooks anymore. And Brooks is a little.
But is a man there? Is he ready? Don't you want to keep Dylan Brooks around until you're positive? Like, you going into next season, it is universal. A man is him.
Yeah.
But you're confident in executing that strategy next year.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily be in that situation, because you're going to be looking for that other guy, right? They're going to be looking along with Booker and KD and to go along with the men.
Oh, I got, okay, yeah, so I got you, I got
I'm
you.
I'm thinking
I
about you. Them executing multiple.
Well, I'm talking about moving on from Dylan Brooks, but I guess if you're acquiring one of those guys, moving on from Dylan Brooks is fine, and a man can develop, if it's another year or year and a half or whatever.
You'd
fine.
Be getting Dylan Brooks for 2 years at 21 and 20 million, and then Fred VanVleet just has a club option next year.
Fred VanVleet makes a lot of money. I'm looking at this right now.
45, you want to call it, round up on D'Lo and Casey.
45 next year, and that's it?
Yeah. Well, no, he's got 2 years, right? Or are they including this year?
This year's he's playing on this year right now. Just one more year left on his deal.
And you said it's a player option?
Club team.
Oh, club. Okay.
DeRozan and Dylan Brooks kind of fit perfectly. DeRozan's at 23 mil for, it's going to be 2 years left. And Dylan Brooks is 22 million for 2 years left.
Does Houston pick up that option? I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on Fred VanVleet.
It depends on how they feel about Reed Shepard. Or, they can go get a
you can pick it up and trade him.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what
I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I would do if I was
exactly
the Nuggets.
That's exactly what I was
thinking.
That's $42 million of a player you don't want. That's $42 million of a player you don't want that you could just trade.
Man, somebody's going to take that contract.
It's the Chris Paul deal.
Yes.
Oh.
Their situation is crazy.
Yeah, Houston's in a good spot. You could be in a good spot, too, if you head over to ESPN1320.com right now. We'll be giving you this keyword every day at 3 o'clock. Not at 2 o'clock, as previously announced on this show, but every day at 3 o'clock, we will give you this keyword that you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 eVisa gift card. That keyword today is net. Enter the keyword net right now at ESPN1320.com. The Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway is courtesy of Folsom Lake, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, home of the big guy, Vince Bloom. Okay.
Shout out Vince
Charlie, Bloom. Charlie, why don't you come back by the studio here for the, shout for the fourth out to, time? We'll talk a little bit about this.
Shout out to big
this.
Guy, Vince Bloom.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, Vinny Mac. Vinny Bloom. We'll give you keywords in the 11 o'clock hour and 3 o'clock hour each day. Of course, the 11 o'clock hour will be with James and Kyle as well.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.